And right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we're joined with Ruth just about every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Loaded for bear.
We are.
Uh-oh.
How are you? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Poor bear.
Well, that letter has generated quite a bit of discussion. The letter I'm talking about is from the superintendent of schools and the board chairman at Region 1.
It's very rare the Falls Villas Board of Selectmen in its entirety as a board really took off and basically telling Pam Vogel and the, of course, Region 1 board chair how inappropriate that letter was that they sent in.
Yeah, that was a surprise. They obviously felt very strongly, and all three of them were at that meeting, so they witnessed it. Yes.
It was a very well-written letter.
It was extremely well-written.
I encourage people to read it because, you know, typically what happens is people try to make things all personality-based and, oh, if you just... And it's, once again, a well-written letter. I encourage everyone to read it.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And I'm not sure where we go from here. I don't know. Is there an ABC meeting coming up?
This week there's a bunch of meetings with the ABC and a special meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education.
Right, to discuss goals and
It's pretty amazing when you look at it. And you wonder what all these meetings, these special meetings and everything that go along with it. It's hard to imagine what they're talking about at all these meetings. That's all I've got to say.
And there are, again, the budget is coming up, and there is a push. People are pushing to vote it down because of the grading system. We'll see what happens.
About the push this time is that it's not only people like myself and other people, but you have a couple of different groups there that are now involved. And also you have several groups in every one of the towns. There's a group in every one of the towns now, I think, except for Lakeville, Salisbury, that have serious concerns about what's going on in the region and the elementary schools as well.
Yeah, that certainly is true here in Kent, and we'll see what happens. It just keeps making headlines, the school system. So,
what's interesting about it is that it's the headlines that are being made in this budget that might be voted down, or who knows whether it will or will not, is in peril, not because of the amount of money, but it's where the money has gone from education and transferred over to the central office for these programs that are coming in, and money was taken away from educational things for teachers and students. That's the big thing. It's not a question of total dollars. It's how and where the dollars are being allocated.
Well, it's been several years now, Marshall, that the budget vote hasn't been about money, those who oppose it. There are always other issues, and as we have said over and over again, it's the only chance that people have to voice their opinions and get things out there, because they have no other vehicle.
And that is something, again, that is probably not sufficiently understood.
Yeah.
That's the one shot that the public has.
Right.
Or to at least indicate that further discussion is needed.
And to, you know, talk about their dissatisfaction. That was been several years in a row now. And it's just not about the money. It's about other things. But this is the only way they can waste themselves.
And sadly, what happens is that it becomes ignored because you just go, oh, well, the budget passed. And I'm talking about from an outside perspective.
Right.
If you know
right.
what's going on, that's one thing.
That's
but
true.
The problem is connecting the actual taxpayers to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting because, and you hate to keep harping on this, but Pam Vogel has a person that is coming in to speak to our area by the name of Willard Daggett. If once again you Google him, you find many, many people seriously questioning not only his credentials, but his theories.
Oh, I haven't heard about this one. What is he, a professional development type speaker?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So I mean, it's
yes, and
you hate to say it, but these things just keep popping up left and right, and they don't bode well for the region.
And it doesn't need. It's not to take a view one way or the other. It's just that if one gets is engaged in the various sides, you lose the point. You
yes.
just keep losing the point. There's a very basic point that needs to be considered here.
I think the bottom line here has been transparency and communication. I think it all stems, you know, it starts there, and people feel left out, and that's how they, and that's what happens.
And that's been a condition for no small amount of time.
Right. Anyway, but there are other things going on in the region. Spring is hopefully here. We had quite an interesting march in Kent on Friday with the March for Lives, the kids, private school kids, numbering about 400 from all the schools around the area, came and marched through town calling for an end to gun violence and control legislation and voting out those who support the NRA. There were speakers, and it was Route 7 was closed partially to allow them, and it was quite a scene. And I must say the kids spoke very eloquently and passionately, and they're the ones who are talking because they're the ones whose classrooms are in danger. It really was an amazing event. Upcoming, we have the Viva La Femme on Friday night. Ladies, come and pamper yourselves, put on by AHA up at the Canaan VFW. And on Sunday, we have the tribute to Alice Yoakum by the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. She's receiving the Donald T. Warner Award for community service. And so there are lots of stuff going on. I don't know, but Marshall, what have you got?
Just those the smaller you know, Region 1 meetings, and
yeah.
I mean, and also the Sharon Board of Selectmen will have their regular meeting tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
That's what's leading up to obviously, and it's funny because next week.
Yes. One minute. Yeah.
Is also an interesting week because we lead into May, and we lead into, of course, a lot of budget meetings and votes for Housatonic and everything.
Right, right. Lots of budget meetings going on. Absolutely. So busy. Yeah, not as busy as we think, but again, we never know, as we always say. We don't know what's going to come up, but we know those things.
All right, and I have been banned from the Region 1 district's page.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh.
I tried to post on there. I've been banned.
Uh-oh. No surprise.
Well, anyways, but what I hope is, and we only have a moment to go, is that other boards of selectmen follow the lead of the Falls Village Board of Selectmen and get involved in this.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ruth, we will speak to you next week.
Very good. Have a good week, folks.
Take care.
Onward and upward. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.